You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to 23. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that walk iniquity. You know, this passage, the Lord consistently, like other scriptures too, provides us with fresh insight into this passage. And I'm sure you are quite familiar with this passage. But I want you to look at a side of the passage that we may overlook. I observe that today, for a lot of preachers, their understanding of ministry is what Jesus just said now. Preachers think that ministry is about being able to prophesy, being able to do miracles, cast out devils. That's their understanding of ministry. And they believe in themselves that this is actually what ministry is all about. And that's why many of them are looking for strength powers to do some of these things. But I want you to see the other side, which is that the people they are ministering to, this is what they themselves also consider as ministry. So it's not just the people who did all of these things. They did it to some people. So today, what do you think people are looking for? Prophecies, miracles, casting out of devils, physical structures. You know, one of the things that impress people in our generation today are physical structures. You get to a place, you could see the landscaping, lush green grasses, and then you enter the place, AC, the whole place is cool. You are sitting on a comfortable chair. There is lightning, LED, then your LED screen, big giant screen all over the place. It's quite impressive. Your heart is impressed. It's impressed with nothing, with nothingness. That's what your heart is impressed with. So you see, you encourage each other. The fake prophet, fake preachers, they are encouraged by false brethren, people who are not seeking the truth. So you are encouraging each other. As they deceive you, you yourself, you encourage them to deceive you more because you want that deception. That is why what many are seeking is what Jesus Christ described here. You will not see, hardly will you find where people really want to sit down to learn Christ. Many preachers today, they need to sit down to learn Christ. They actually don't know Christ. Some preachers, we need to send them back to Sunday school. They need to go back to children's Sunday school. It's as bad as that. And I'm not saying this irresponsibly. They need to go back to children's Sunday school and begin to learn Bible as a child. Because many don't even understand what exactly they are supposed to be doing. And that's why when they say they have a calling, the next thing today they want to show is miracle. That they will carry crutches, show you wheelchair, and so on. That in their mind is ministry. But you know that's not ministry. But that's what they are doing today. So both the receiver, the doer, they're on the same page on this issue. They are doing the same thing and they are going on with it. And the two of them believe that they are doing the right thing. The preachers think they are doing the right thing. Their listener too think that they are doing the right thing because they are both seeking wrong things. And Jesus said, then I will profess to them, I never knew you. They didn't pursue personal relationship with Jesus from where true ministry flows from. True ministry is a flow of a personal relationship with Jesus. Ministry is bringing men into the knowledge of Christ. When Peter said to the layman that asked them for money, in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. That miracle led to the salvation of a lot of people. That miracle did not lead to Peter being praised. It didn't lead to Peter being worshipped. Peter didn't say, you can see now. You can see, bring more people, bring more people, you can see. No. He used that occasion to preach the gospel to people and went on preaching the gospel to people. Their focus was preaching the gospel. Their focus was not even miracles. God will do miracle. Let's focus on preaching his word. Let's focus on leading men to Jesus. Let's focus on both the preacher and the hearers, knowing Jesus intimately. This thing we are doing is dangerous. As it is dangerous for the preacher, so it is dangerous for their followers. It's a dangerous game where all that you are just seeking are just signs. You see, it's a wonderful works. That's what you are interested in. Our heart is so easily impressed by physical structure. That thing scares me. I marvel why our heart can go that low, that you are moved by structures. What should move you is Jesus. What you should be seeking is a personal relationship. That's why I say, I don't know you. We don't have relationship. You are just using my name, doing all kinds of things. And you see, he said many, many, many. That means that they also minister to many. I want you to see that aspect of their listeners or their followers. They were also many, just as the false prophet were many. Because we won't have many false prophets if there are no many false brethren. So because we have so many people also, just seeking signs. They are not seeking Jesus. Paul said that I may know him. Paul didn't say, oh, it was, I want power. I want power. As I see many people today, all the ministers' conference is about power, 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 power. But Paul was saying that I may know him. That's an apostle. That's any man that understands Jesus and that knows his assignment, that knows what God wants him to do. Brethren, we are to preach Jesus. Whether you are a pastor, you are a prophet, evangelist, you are an apostle, it's very well clearly stated in Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 11. We are to preach Jesus and we are to bring people into the knowledge of Christ. If you are not doing that, if where you are going, that's not where what they are doing. I want to tell you, what you are doing is that you are going to the meetings of workers of iniquity. You are attending the assemblies of the workers of iniquity. I pray you will repent before it is too late. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Our email address is info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.